Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, I'd like to just continue on in a message that I began yesterday on the power of His presence, the power of God's presence, His Spirit, His indwelling, abiding presence in our lives does so many wonderful things for us, but we must apprehend and lay hold of those promises by faith. He gives to those who are perplexed, He gives security. If we're down and we need encouragement, He'll give encouragement. He gives us strength. He gives us courage when we may be timid and fearful, just as He did to Jeremiah, as He did to Moses. His presence gives us safety. Remember in Psalm 23, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Also, when we're in a time of temptation, the Lord gives victory. He gives victory to the tempted. Look at what He did for Joseph, who, even though he was in dreadful circumstances, here his brothers turned against him, sold him into slavery. When Potiphar's wife is attempting to seduce him, basically, in verse 9 of chapter 39, he says, "There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And he just would never give in to her advances, and as a result, of course, he was thrown unlawfully into prison, but God gave him the victory. And because God saw his heart through all the many things he was tempted with and tested with, he then became second only to Pharaoh in the rule of Egypt. And I trust you know that story. And aside from particular challenges that we might face in terms of fear or uncertainty or needing wisdom, just going through our everyday normal life, God will give us a security and a confidence in the challenges of our everyday life, the normal occurrences we face. And one beautiful promise to stand on is Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." The Amplified puts it this way: "I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength to me." That is, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Praise God. And if you're just weary and you need rest, He gives rest to the pilgrim. Remember what He told Moses in Exodus 33:14, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And He gives us joy. Psalm 16:8-11. What does He say there? In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so while there are immediate practical benefits to acknowledging and laying hold of God's powerful presence with us, we know that in that communion, there is the highest form of fellowship we could ever experience. Psalm 140:12-13 says, "I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence." We might read these words, just go over them very quickly, but what does that mean? It means an ongoing, continuous, abiding state of living, being in the very presence of God. Song of Solomon 2:4 says, "He brought me to His banqueting house, and His banner over me was love. Amplified translate that verse this way: He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner over me was love, for love waved as a protecting and comforting banner over my head when I was near Him. Beloved, no matter what your needs are at this moment in your life, the power of His presence is sufficient to meet all of your needs. You know, and I was thinking of, remember the message that the angel gave to the shepherds just before Christ was born? They said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. You know, I've always thought, well, certainly that was the most wonderful news for mankind. But in just a moment of inspiration, the Lord caused me to know that this great joy was the Father's joy. In the fullness of time, the great plan of salvation in the heart of God before the very foundation of the world was being enacted on the stage of human drama. God became flesh. Jesus, our Emmanuel, came to restore fellowship with mankind, His beloved creation. And beloved, no matter how long you may have served the Lord or how mature any of us may be in our Christian walk, I believe we've only got the faintest grasp of the magnitude of God's love for us. As we begin to understand more perfectly the nature and the beauty of His heart toward us, we will also begin to partake of His joy. And I just pray that as you're listening right now, you're going to begin to experience the love of God and His personal ministry to you that will bring healing in areas of your soul that no one else has been able to touch. So many of God's dear children have been bruised and battered in warfare. They've fallen by the wayside, and no one seems to notice. My burden through UCM is for the hurting, for the lonely, for the forgotten ones. But beloved, you're not forgotten by God. And there's something about experiencing God's love that brings hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. His perfect love for us casts out fear, and in its place, what happens? Faith arises. When you just think, all of a sudden, wow, I can see clearly, all in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye, I grasp the staggering dimension of my inheritance. All the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Oh, beloved, this was the Father's great joy because He knew He was making it possible for all who would say yes to Jesus to receive the unfathomable riches of His grace, not just in eternity, but now for this life. How great is His joy when His children will be able to comprehend the reality of His love. Even as I'm sharing these words with you, my prayer is that you will experience God's love for you in a deeply personal way. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will strengthen your inner man. I just want to obey the Lord right now. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my little one, come, give me all your cares. As it were, sit by my side for a while and let us talk. Share your heart with me, for I take you by the hand and share my heart with you. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Anything at all? My desire is for you to have joy in the knowledge of my love for you. I will take care of the rest. Your sins have been covered in the blood of Jesus, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. I want to assure you, I want you to be so secure in my love, so secure that no circumstance of any kind will move you. Knowledge of my love for you will make you bold in faith. Doesn't my word say to come boldly before my throne of grace to find the help you need? And know, beloved, that I've blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All my resources are yours for the asking. So ask, ask, beloved. As you declare in faith your heart's desires, so shall heaven's blessings be loosed in earth. Beloved son, beloved daughter, ask largely that your joy may be full, for you are mine and I love you, says your heavenly Father. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your word. Thank you, Lord, that we are so grateful and so appreciative of the fact that the very Spirit of Jesus dwells within us. As we have confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior, we know that the Holy Spirit has come to abide in our spirits and will be with us forever. And Lord, I thank you right now that one who's been so bowed down with the cares of life, one is so troubled by the news they've heard about that loved one. Father, I thank you that they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they will know, that they will know, that they will know that you are with them and no harm shall befall them. And Lord, even in the testings, Lord, you said in your word that you wouldn't give us more than we could bear. And so, Lord, we thank you that when a test or trial or temptation comes to us, that you're not unjust, you're not unlawful, but you have given us a way of escape. You've given us means to combat the warfare of the evil one. You've given us all weapons that are needed. You've given us the armor of God. You've given us the offensive sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You've given us the shield of faith, which will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So, Lord, I thank you right now that your very presence and your encouragement is loosed right now. I take authority over every lying spirit that has come against your beloved, and I loose the faith and the peace of God right now to flow through them from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. Lord, I give you honor and praise for it, and I thank you, Lord, that they shall soon begin to see your blessings. Lord, David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so, Lord, as you did for your servant David, so do for your beloved now. Let them be encouraged, give them hope, and let them see, Father, that you are moving to answer their heart's cry. In Jesus' name, praise God. Well, it's been a joy to share with you these few moments, and I just pray that the Lord will just continue to encourage your heart. I invite you to tune into the next broadcast, and if you need the support of ongoing agreeing prayer, please do write. I just love to hear from my partners and from new listeners. God bless you. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,